Welcome to Gale Scott Key's Entertainment Now, brought to you in part by Isola. Inspired women's footwear. Isola's collections are perfectly suited to discerning women seeking exquisite design. Visit our website at isolashoes.com. I-S-O-L-A shoes.com. We'll be back with your host, Gale Scott Key, right after this from Isola. Isola is a luxe collection of elegant, distinctive footwear for the modern woman. Inspired by the finest things in life, with intricate details, lavish materials, and sumptuous comfort, Isola's refined artistry and impeccable styling are perfectly suited to the discerning woman who knows that exquisite doesn't have to mean extravagant. Visit our website at isolashoes.com, I-S-O-L-A shoes.com.
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome to Entertainment Now. I am your host, Gale Scott Key. How are you? If you can hear the excitement in my voice, it's because I have back-to-back entertainment for you right now. And I'm so glad you tuned in to join me on Faces of Success Radio, where you can listen to Entertainment Now with your host, Gale Scott Key, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. Then on Saturday, I come right back at you at 3 p.m. Eastern. No, Pacific, see? 6 p.m. Eastern. See what happens when you have so many times in your head? I hope you're doing better than I am. I am really excited because tonight I have author Gail Price Thomas, who's going to be talking about the debut of her new novel, A Desperate Man. Gail shares how her book takes you into a whirlpool of love and happiness between a man and his wife. Also, how the First Lady, Michelle Obama, has a copy of her own, and you, too, can get a copy from Gail. It will be an autographed copy to the first 10 callers. So when you dial into the studio at 323-642-1569, you could be the next recipient of A Desperate Man by Gail Price Thomas. Also, a little later in the show, we have Girl Chat with my girl, Alicia Joy Powell. Don't miss our hit feature segment, as we are going to be talking more about Florida, how it's healing after the terrible nightclub massacre. And what do you think? Was it an act of terrorism or an act of straight-out hate? That's coming up at 5:30 p.m. Pacific, 8:30 Eastern. And also in this hour, right after we talk with Gail, and I say we, because my girl Alicia Joy Powell is going to be joining me in this special segment, and then we're going to cruise on into Girl Chat. But we also are going to be applauding one of our own, Nyara Collins, who is the host of Nyara Waves, which is on every Friday right here on Faces of Success Radio. She's going to be dropping her new single, Tough Love. That's tomorrow. We're so excited, but she's joining us tonight. And right on the line, I've got my girl Alicia Joy Powell from Girl Chat just popping over into the entertainment world. How are you, my dear?
I am wonderful, and how are you?
Whew, girl, I'm telling you, we got to get right into it because I know I got my copy.
We have a lot of
I know
company.
You'll be getting your copy. Yes, we do. We have a lot of company, and we have one of our guests right now who is joining us, Alicia, on the line. And as I said, author Gail Price Thomas has a new debut novel. You guys have got to get a hold of this. It's called A Desperate Man, and this book is a whirlwind when she opened from page one. Joining me right now on the line with Alicia on Entertainment Now is author Gail Price Thomas. Gail, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Oh, it's an honor. Let's get right into it. You have this fabulous book, your debut novel. It's all about debut tonight, A Desperate Man. What's it about?
Well, like you said, it's about a man that's desperately in love with his wife, and he gets some devastating news that causes him to take desperate measures. And in the long run, even though he thought it was the answer for him, in the long run, it wasn't. It backfired and blew up explosively, and he had to figure out a way to get his love back from his family, his close friends, everyone that he deceived.
Oh. Alicia, what do you think about that?
That sounds pretty deep. You know, it reminds me of a song, Love and Happiness. Something that make you do wrong, make you do right.
Okay, she's going to be doing the DVD of that book. Now, you have some great things going on with your book as well, Gail, and I want to share this with the listening audience because it's very exciting. Alicia, get this. Our First Lady, Michelle Obama, has this book in her hands at the White House. Gail, how did she get her copy?
Well, I tell you, it was my mother-in-law that surprised me and told me that she had sent the book to the First Lady. And when my husband and I were visiting her, she came and gave me a card, and it had the White House on it. And I looked at it, I said, well, what is this? She said, well, open it. And I read the inscription where it said, thank you for the lovely gift, and that they appreciate it very much from President Barack Obama and Michelle Obama, and she told me that she had sent my book there, and they accepted it and sent them a thank you card. So she gave me the thank you card. So that's how that happened.
I hope your mama's a hero.
That was very, I mean, you know, that was very, very, very surprising to me because I didn't even know she had planned on doing it. And the next thing I knew, she told me she had did it. So I have that card down in my keeping, and I don't know if the First Lady has read the book yet. You know, I hope that one day she'll get a chance to read it.
Well, it's certainly in the White House. That's a beautiful thing. Now, had help with writing this book. You had help with writing this book from your husband. Now, I know, Gail, I know he's shy. Alicia, he's shy, so if he is joining us, would you like to introduce him to the listening audience and to us?
He won't. I can tell you that right now. He won't. He is shy. He's very shy. So.
Darn. I thought I was going to get him. Well, let's give him some accolades.
Yeah, he was the driving force behind it because, like I said, the love that we experienced, we feel so blessed. We've been together for 26 years now, and 26 wonderful, loving years. And that was what inspired me to write this book because, you know, being human, this is what God bestowed upon us. God gave us love, and He wants us to love one another. And I believe in my heart that if you don't have love in your life could be very boring.
Yeah.
And we just wanted to share this because I know people can say, well, no, there's no such thing as a love like that. But there is, especially if you get the right person. I think if you wait on God and ask Him to send you that person, because I think He blueprints all of us, our mates, but we have to wait on Him. And that's what I truly believe, and that's what I did. And that's what He did. It's been a total blessing. So that's how this book became. It's something that everybody needs, no matter what walk of color you are, no matter where you're from. We all need love. Like famous Marvin Gaye said, everybody needs love, and that's a true statement.
Yes, yes. There was something you actually going to share about Marvin Gaye, a little bit of history, a little piece of information with us. Is that correct?
Yes, yes. Thanks to his sister, Viola Gaye, and a young lady named Carla Johnson, they allowed me to partake in this third attempt for his stamp initiative. We've been working on this since March of 2014, and we're still asking for signatures through the petitions, through his website, writing letters to the stamp advisory board. So we've been working on this. And it's been an absolute pleasure because we feel that Marvin is so deserving to be on our stamp along with the other greats. So we believe it's been overdue, and we're keeping close watch on the Stamp Advisory Board because we want this stamp to happen, even if we have to go and stand on their steps. We want this stamp to happen to Marvin again. So that's been a blessing.
Wonderful.
I'm so proud
of you. That's amazing.
That is amazing. Tell me, how is it that it turned into a movie idea?
Well, I got to tell you, when I first wrote the book, I put it on social media, starting out with Facebook. which my husband wasn't too happy about that because he's very private. But like I told him, I said, well, I'm just trying to get some exposure to, you know, get the book out. Well, lo and behold, I wake up and I receive an email from a director and said that he wanted, was interested in making A Desperate Man into a movie. And I almost fell out my chair. I couldn't believe it because that was the furthest thing from my mind. I mean, this was my very first novel, so I didn't know what to expect. You know, I give God all praise because He just led me through page by page, because the book originally started out with 432 pages, handwritten. And I revised it, and then I had to type it over into the computer, and I had to revise it to the 361 pages that it is today at print. So, but how that came about, obviously, but, yeah. So I have written the screenplay, and they're waiting for me to turn that in so we can move forward with that. But also, you know, again, I'm putting it all in God's timing.
Well, you know something, it seems when you do that, all the best things will happen. And that's incredible, Gail. I'm so proud of you. And I know that we have put a pledge for those first 10 callers to give a call into the studio, 323-642-1569. You can get a copy of your book. And won't you see, as soon as you say the numbers, what's going on? Let me see. Hold on just a second, Gail. I think we've got a caller here. Welcome to Entertainment Now. Gail, if you have something on the background, if you can kindly turn it down. Hi, this is Entertainment Now. Welcome to the show. And this is, I guess they were going to come and then they're going to stay. I'm sorry. I know there's been a little activity on the phone. So, Gail, we definitely want to put that back out. You were gracious enough to give out a copy of your book, hard copy book, soft copy, actually, paperback for A Desperate Man. I know it's available on Amazon, so tell us some other places that listeners can go to get a copy of this awesome book.
Okay, they can go to my site at adesperateman.net and order it from my website. But they're only in hardback. They're not in paperback yet. But they are hardback, and they can order from that website, adesperateman.net, and just go to the buy button and click on there.
Nice. Gail, I'm so excited. The book I have read, folks, so I can't give any of it away, especially when I have the author on the phone with me. That just wouldn't be cool. But I do want to invite all of you again to please check her out at Amazon.com, also on Facebook. And, Gail, from the bottom of my heart, it is a pleasure having you on. I'm so, so excited. And I do want to see, I want to make sure. Hi, caller, you're on Entertainment Now, Gail Scott Key and author Gail Price Thomas. Who is this, please? Hello? I see a caller on the line, and I've got no pulse. Sometimes if you're shy, folks, that's okay.
Yeah, maybe they're shy too.
Maybe they are. No problem. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. And I think Alicia is also. Alicia, are you back on with us?
Hi, I'm here, darling.
Yay. We had a little technical difficulty, but my girl graciously bowed out and came back in. So I thought you were another caller. There were some people calling in. But Gail was just letting us know where we can get the book. And, Gail, it has been an honor having you on. For all of you at home, I'm going to post up on Faces of Success Radio and also on Entertainment Now. Don't forget to become an Entertainment Now Facebook fan, because that is the best part of getting in the know and keeping in the know of all the wonderful guests I have coming on, like we had tonight with author Gail Price Thomas, about the debut novel, A Desperate Man. Gail, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. And one thing, I'd like to also add that website for Marvin Gaye is MarvinGayeStamp.net to go sign a petition, MarvinGayeStamp.net. So I did want to add that on. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Gail. We've got it, and we will make sure we post up. And you guys don't go anywhere, because we're going to be back with more Entertainment Now with me, your host, Gail Scott-Key, and my girl, Alicia Joy Powell, who actually joins me in the second half hour for Girl Chat. But we're doing something special tonight, so don't you go anywhere.
How would you like to have your business up in lights, just like the wonderful stars that are featured on Entertainment Now with Gail Scott Key? Get your message heard during the exclusive interviews featured on Faces of Success Radio. We have a variety of tailored packages that will meet your needs and give your business the extra boost in reaching that internet radio audience that continues to grow thanks to shifts in consumer listening behavior. You'll get a billboard at the beginning and end of each show and a 30 or 60 second commercial, which will air within the hour-long program. In addition, your company's website will be displayed on the Faces of Success Radio homepage. For more information, please click on facesofsuccessradio.com or call 978-996-0694. 978-996-0694. 978-996-0694. Or visit facesofsuccessradio.com.
Hey guys, it's your girl Nye. Check out my official debut single, Tough Love, available on iTunes and Google Play. And while you're at it, check out the official video available on YouTube right now. Love you guys. Ops Entertainment.
What's good? What's poppin'? What's Gucci? It's your girl, Nye. Tune in to my show, Nye Airwaves, live every Friday from 5 to 7. Laugh, live, and get into the now from the people's perspective. Sponsored by Faces of Success Radio.
Welcome back to Entertainment Now. I am your host, Gail Scott Key, and that was a taste of another host from Nye Airwaves, Nyaira Collins. And I believe she is on the line and joining us. And Nyaira Collins is going to be releasing that debut, Tough Love, right here on Entertainment Now with me and my co-host on this show, Alicia Joy Pell. And I am hoping, Nyaira, is that you on the line with us?
Yes, I am here. How are you?
Hey, nice timing.
Yeah, I love it.
Nice timing. Oh, my goodness. We've got a few minutes here. We just played your commercial for Tough Love, which is a new single that is going to drop tomorrow. You must be so proud and ecstatic, as all of us at Faces of Success Radio are proud of you, my dear. This is a project and a half. Tell us about it.
Oh, yes. Tough Love. I'm really excited about the release tomorrow. I've got a couple promotional performances for it, traveling a few states, and also be on the lookout for my debut album, Shades of Moi, coming to you this fall. Tough Love is one of my babies as far as my favorite songs are concerned, and I really hope you guys love it just as much as I do. And thanks so much for the shout-out. I love you guys, OSR.
Oh, honey. I know Alicia, I had played it before, and we were listening to it. And Alicia, whose background is also in music. So what do you think, Alicia?
Yes. Are you doing your thing over there? Who helped you with the production?
Oh, thank you so much. As far as the song is concerned, I did arrangement, vocal arrangement, as well as lyrics. And I have my team out of Atlanta. Shout out to Ops Entertainment for putting together the tracks. And I'm actually going to school for production soon, so be on the lookout for that.
All right.
Wow. When do you ever find between your shows that are on Fridays? How do you ever find the time between doing your shows on Friday and singing in school and everything else, young lady? You are on the move. How do you find the time?
Well, it's a lot of scheduling and a lot of hard work put into everything, and time management as well. My mom helps me. Shout out to Mom for helping me with that as well. And with me graduating from high school recently, my hours are pretty open now, so it's just pretty much working and writing and also the show. So everything is starting to fall into place.
Well, we are very proud of you. Words can't even say. We have been putting Alicia in the Faces of Success radio chat, and I have been posting up on my Facebook wall and sharing the video, and that video with you sitting on the rock with the water and stuff, I mean, that's going to be the greatest feeling. All eyes are on you, and I'm so proud of you. So you've got it dropping tomorrow. Any specific time? Did they ever say it? I know they say it's going to drop, you know, on this date, but did they give you the time so everybody can rush in and go and get it?
I wouldn't say there's a specific time, but I'll definitely keep everybody posted as far as, hey, it's on iTunes, Google Play, things of that sort. I just want to make sure everybody enjoys the song. And no specific timing, but just be on the lookout for it and make sure you go snatch it up.
Oh, we will. Oh, we will. I've already snatched it. How about my girl Alicia?
Yeah, I'm snatching
up right now, aren't you? That's why she's got the abbreviated comments, because you're online now buying it, aren't you? You can tell us. Go ahead, tell us, aren't you?
No, I don't like it. No, I
yes,
do.
Yes.
So did you write all the songs there?
Did I write all my music? Yes, I have. I'm a lyricist. I've been in the business 14 years, so this is what I do. This is my life.
All right.
She's done Disney TV. She's done movies. This girl has got it going on all over the place. My goodness. And you know what's so amazing, Alicia? As long as I have known Nayara, she has been so humble. And that's very rare, because usually I know on top of the excitement, your head could go get all big and fat, and the studio doors are only so wide. You've seen them. But she can get through. Oh, bless your heart. Well, Nayara, we are extremely proud of you. And your show tomorrow night, what have you got coming on for a Nayara Wave?
Actually, the show will be pre-recorded because, as I said, I have a lot of promotional touring I'll be doing for the single dropping tomorrow. So a lot of filming, a lot of meet and greets with my supporters that I love so very much. So be on the lookout for some pictures and posts all on my Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And I really hope you guys love the track.
So do you have a website where your fans can keep up with where you're going to be and where your tour is going to start?
Absolutely. You could check me out at nayaracollins.com. That's NYAIRACOLLINS. And that's the same for my Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Check me out, everybody.
Sweetheart,
we will be checking it out.
We are always going to be checking it out. And we are so proud of you. And I'm glad you could take a quick moment to hop on the show with me and Alicia. Alicia and I will actually be coming back in the next half hour for Girl Chat. Don't you guys go anywhere, because we will be talking about the update of what's been going on before. Sorry about that, guys. You know, sometimes I just plays just in the most inappropriate time.
Right, that's not my song.
But I want to thank you, Nayara. We are proud of you, and we are going to be so excited. We will be hopping online with everybody else tomorrow to get your new single, Tough Love, by Nayara Collins. Don't miss her show tomorrow as well. And, my dear, give my hugs to your mom. And you just keep on making us proud, because that's what you keep doing the best.
Oh, thank you guys so much.
Thanks, honey. Don't you guys go anywhere. We're going to have more of Entertainment Now in just a few.
Hey guys, it's your girl Nai. Check out my official debut single, Tough Love, available on iTunes and Google Play. And while you're at it, check out the official video available on YouTube right now. Love you guys. Ops Entertainment.
Yeah, it's your boy DJ Dan. I got a hip-hop take show. Base of Success Radio, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. You already know what it is with me. Got the tapes. You're listening to the Geechee Dan Cool KG Hip-Hop Tape Show. Yeah, it's your boy Geechee Dan. I got a hip-hop tape show. Base of Success Radio, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. You already know what it is with me. Got the tapes. Got the tapes. Got the tapes.
The Eddie Jones Talk Show, coming to you live every Monday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Eddie Jones, president of the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association. Eddie Jones Jr., a native of Los Angeles, California, has been president of the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association for 10 years and a public servant for the last 20 years. Tune in every Monday at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and you can tune in at www.facesofsuccessradio.com. Click on the guest photo or link to listen live, or listen in at 323-642-1569. 323-642-1569. Press 1 to comment on the Eddie Jones Talk Show.
Let's do this together and share a vision. Let's work together and share information on the Girl Chat Show.
Welcome back. It is that part of the show where it is Girl Chat with the host Alicia Joy Powell, who has the pleasure of being my co-host on Entertainment Now. Thank you so much for that, Alicia.
Oh, thank you.
Are you there?
You are the best co-host.
Baby, let me tell you, we sped through that half hour. We did. And now we're into the second best part of the show, Girl Chat, which again, reminding all of you tuning in, if this is the first time, thank you so much for joining Alicia and I. We really, really appreciate it. Do one more favor for us. Become an Entertainment Now and Girl Chat Facebook fan. All you have to do is log on to our sites on Facebook, and you're in the know of all the guests that we're going to have coming on and all the wonderful things that we're going to discuss that affect you, have everything to do with you in every way possible. You can tune in every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, and on Saturdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. Whew, I've been talking a lot. I'm going to let you at it.
Well, that's what you do, honey.
I'm telling you, I don't know what I do, but I do know this. I have been following up. We had the pleasure of having CEO Angelo Ellerby of Double Exposure PR firm joined Alicia and I last week. Alicia, he was amazing. He was getting together doing in 10 days. The charity event out in Florida with Dionne Warwick.
Oh, right, for the victims of the shooting in Orlando. And very impassioned, very, very impassioned from his ministry and from his personal experience. I really appreciated him. And all the stories that we were able to share back and forth as well as stories come forward about the survivors of this tragedy.
You know what I liked, Alicia, what was so, I think, so telling about, as I was talking about before the break, how we need to be our brother's keeper, is that in Florida, where they have a makeshift dedication for, memorial rather, for all of the victims, there's a big banner, Florida Strong, just like Boston Strong, after what we endured with the marathon bombing. And, you know, it was so important. All I did hear, besides the heinous of this act, what I heard more loudly were all of the people, all of the states saying, we want you to know we are thinking of you. We are here for you. People got up out of their seats, got on airplanes. You shared a very compelling story about a grandmother whose grandson was murdered, correct?
Yes.
She was on an airplane.
And the people on the plane. Well, first they all wrote messages, and they thought that when they passed this paper around that people would just sign their names. But they actually signed messages to her. So they didn't come back with one paper. They came with a lot of pieces of paper to give her. And then as the people exited the plane, every single person on the plane stopped and gave a hug or kiss or just, you know, hello, or cried with this grandmother, and nobody complained, and nobody passed by without saying something. You know what? The thing about that is the more, especially in this political climate where we've been seeing such ugliness, the things that happen that are negative, what rises up out of the dust, there is more love in this world than there is hate.
Yeah.
There's more togetherness in this world than there is separation. And they keep trying to tell us that we're separate and we hate each other. But if we turn off the TV long enough to see what's really going on, we'll see that love outnumbers a whole lot of hate any day. And we need to hold on to that.
You know, I love that song by Black Eyed Peas that they had, you know, with, it was talking about the same sentiment. you know, that people so quick to hate, and when are we ever going to come together, and sort of a elaborate in that same theme. But, you know, it was interesting because going back to that woman, there was an interview that I had seen on one of the TV shows, and the mother and daughter, I think, who were coming back from a trip sat in front of that woman, and they heard her crying, and the woman looked over her shoulder, and the grandmother said, "Florida." And at first, it didn't resonate to her what she was talking about. She was like, "Florida." But then after a while, it kicked in, and she was like, "Oh, my goodness." I think also a sad story that I heard the other night on another show was that a young man who lost his mother, has survived cancer, not once, but twice. And then at the scene in the club, she used her body as a shield to guard her son, and she received 2 bullets. And die from it. And
I what a love that way. He lost his mom,
yeah.
But how heroic. I mean, the other side of that is,
I know,
it's incredibly heartbreaking that he lost his mother, but she wouldn't have had it any other way. How heroic that you would protect your children to the end, you know? That nothing could stop her from protecting her children. You know,
it's funny because in those circumstances, if your mind, when you hear these horrific stories, you're like, you know, you'd like to think, okay, I would do this. There are people who would act without anything and go into that battle mode. But here's the thing. I want you all to listen and know this. Also, the other heroes who ran to the aid of the victims. You tore off pieces of your own clothing. You put your hands on open gate wounds. You sat there. You spoke with them. You held them. You comforted them until help arrived. You are also, to us, heroes. You are also emulating that you didn't even have a second thought about yourself, especially with everybody's, you know, phobias or whatever. You cast it aside. You stepped in there, and you did what it took victims calm. And also that, I'm sure, saved their lives so that they can now go home to their loved ones eventually. So we applaud you, too. So there are a lot of heroes that stepped in.
Yeah.
Do you see the officers who, I think, I don't know if it was 3 or 4 victims in, they loaded one of the victims on the back of a truck and just screamed out of there to take him to the hospital. I mean, you do things
there was a lot
that
of
you think you
stories.
Wouldn't do.
Yeah. And not everybody there was gay. You know, not everybody there in that club was gay. You know, so, you know, there are a lot of different people from a lot of different backgrounds. There were a lot of heroes, a lot of people.
27 victims remained.
Other people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talking about like 17 people in a stall, and they were passing around a glass of water for everybody to drink. There was one person who gotten shot and was kind of choking on his blood, and they passed around this glass of water to everybody who needed a drink because they were just piled in there and it was so hot. And people were, you know, it's like stories keep emanating, and it's just amazing. You know, it's amazing. But in a situation, you'll be surprised that there's more togetherness and there's more love. Let a disaster happen and see the people that come forward with their humanity. I mean, we had that with 9/11, you know?
Yes. It was very horrible. And, you know, as I said, as we are going through, we are talking about and bringing up again about what happened in Florida. Matter of fact, there is a GoFundMe account that's been set up for the victims and families of the mass shooting in Orlando. As I said, Alicia, at the beginning of the show, we are in, if you're just tuning in, you are joining Girl Chat with Alicia Joy Powell and myself, Gail Scott Key. And in this half hour, we are talking again the continuation of the help out in Florida. Again, after a 3-hour siege, police shot and killed a 29-year-old gunman who we now know as Omar Mateen. He also called in 911 shortly before his assault on the Pulse nightclub in Orlando. It has been horrific. Right now, Alicia, 27 victims remain in the hospital with 6 in critical conditions. On the line, we do have someone who is going to help Alicia sort of spread the knowledge that we need in a circumstance like this, because as I put out there, folks, what do you think?
Was this an act of terrorism or an act of straight-out hate? On the line, we have Sammy from Boston, who is going to help shed the light a little bit more on this. Sammy, thank you so much for joining Alicia and I on Girl Chat. How are you?
Hi, Gail. I'm fine. How are you?
Welcome,
we
Sammy.
We are doing good. Yes, welcome, welcome. Sammy, I know you've been watching the news as we have. I know you've seen the horrific act, the massacre at the nightclub. Want to get your thoughts. As I said, Sammy is joining us from Boston Live right now. And, of course, in Boston we know so much because we had the Boston Marathon bombing, and it was just horrific, and we have survived. Sammy, your thoughts and take on what's going on in Florida.
So, yeah, you know, you started with asking whether it's a hate crime or a terror attack. And first thing I kind of think about is, does it really matter? Because it really doesn't. It's someone who, for some reason, decides to go into a club and shoot whoever he can, whether it's because he hates their sexual orientation or because he hates their religion or he hates their how they look, or even because of the motive he does that, whether it's his religious or his political views or whatever. It's going into, it's doing something that is based on a hate, and hate is hate. And it's ignorance, and it's just hating the difference. So this time it's in a gay club and it's gay people. Tomorrow it's going to be something else, and it might be something else. So it doesn't really matter. Now, one thing we might want to ask ourselves is, as a society, is how does that happen, and why do we allow people to get to a state where they think that this is what they need to do in order to get what they want? So it's the way I look at it is much bigger than someone going and targeting gay. This is much wider than that. Gay is becoming some kind of, it's the easy target because it reflects everything that is different. But it's a much wider question, in my opinion.
I think you're right on with that, Sammy, because as we were talking about earlier in, actually, Alicia had put it very eloquently. She was sharing some of the stories. And Alicia, let's go back to what you were talking about at the beginning, because you were saying, just like Sammy, it's not about hate. This is far bigger than that. And your thoughts were very, very eloquently put as well.
Not only that, but also the question that's very touchy, I don't know why, but why is it necessary that we're able to acquire assault rifles in personal use? Like, what is that for? And I applaud the Democrats for their sit-in last night, and even Chick-fil-A, who's been noticed to have a little issue with the gay community to feed them. I applaud them for taking a stand, because that's one of the things that I don't understand, is that if that's one of the ways that we can curtail this mass shooting type of incident, why can't we do that? And why is it so necessary that people are able to acquire assault rifles?
Well, I'm going to give you a quick stop before we head into a quick break. We are joined by Sammy in Boston, and we're on the line with Alicia Joy Powell. You are listening to Girl Chat, and Alicia, some food for thought for you and Sammy. And there is actually a car dealership in the north part of New Hampshire that if you buy a car, guess what, folks? You get a free assault gun. Yeah, we're going to talk about that right after the break. Don't go anywhere.
Isola is a luxe collection of elegant, distinctive footwear for the modern woman. Inspired by the finest things in life, with intricate details, lavish materials, and sumptuous comfort, Isola's refined artistry and impeccable styling are perfectly suited to the discerning woman who knows that exquisite doesn't have to mean extravagant. Visit our website at isolashoes.com, I-S-O-L-A shoes.com.
Hey, are you a songwriter, musician, producer, or composer and own the rights to your own original music? Well, On the Rise Radio has news for you. Go to facesofsuccessradio.com and click on the artist submit link. If your application is accepted, you can be the next exclusive guest on the show on The Rise Radio, hosted by your one and only DJ Success and co-hosted by DJ Nina B. Don't miss your chance to be seen and your music heard nationwide at facesofsuccessradio.com.
Hey guys, it's your girl Nye. Check out my official debut single, Tough Love, available on iTunes and Google Play. And while you're at it, check out the official video available on YouTube right now. Love you guys. Ops Entertainment.
How would you like to have your business up in lights just like the wonderful stars that are featured on Entertainment Now with Gail Scott Key? Get your message heard during the exclusive interviews featured on Faces of Success Radio. We have a variety of tailored packages that will meet your needs and give your business the extra boost in reaching that internet radio audience that continues to grow thanks to shifts in consumer listening behavior. You'll get a billboard at the beginning and end of each show and a 30 or 60 second commercial, which will air within the hour-long program. In addition, your company's website will be displayed on the Faces of Success Radio homepage. For more information, please click on facesofsuccessradio.com or call 978-996-0694. 978-996-0694. 978-996-0694. Or visit facesofsuccessradio.com.
Welcome back to Girl Chat with Alicia Joy Powell and myself, Gail Fracci, only on Faces of Success Radio. You can join us every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, and on Saturdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. Also on the line joining us from Boston is Sammy. Sammy, I know I gave you guys a real jaw dropper before the break, and I actually was talking about the weapons that you can get your hands on and the weapon ban that we know is being wrestled with right now in the State House. But north of me in New Hampshire, guess what, folks? If you buy a car, you can get yourself a semi-automatic free with your purchase. Now, Sammy, what do you think about that?
You know, a couple of days ago, someone showed me a picture in that went viral. So, and in that picture, you can see two kids. One is holding, before I tell you what they were holding, it said, these two kids are holding things that one of them is prohibited in the U.S. because it can hurt them, and the other one is allowed. And then the first kid is holding a rifle. But if you look at the second kid, he's actually holding a chocolate Kinder egg, which is, you can't buy it in the U.S. because it has a toy in it. So a chocolate egg with a toy in it, you can't buy it because it can harm you, but you can buy a rifle.
Wow.
That's deep.
That is so twisted. Wow.
That's very deep.
I'm very concerned, and you know, Alicia, you know, out of the New York area, the pulse and everything that New York has gone through, and Sammy and I know with Boston everything that's gone through. I know the hype with the political running so far has been very, very anxious and very agitated, but there's a message that we need to keep online for everybody. And everybody listening within the sound of our voice, we're talking about being your brother's keeper. And, you know, Sammy, what are your thoughts on with Florida? I mean, just in speculation, what do you foresee? What do you think is going to be going on? And what are some steps that you think we should also be taking to make ourselves aware of being more educated? What do we need to be more in tune about?
So it's two different things. Where do we go from here? We go on. Mm. That's where we go from here. We cry what happened. We're sad about what happened, and we go on. That's how we celebrate who we are. That's our victory, basically. Being gay myself, and I come from. Israel also, where we have these things sometimes on a daily basis. It's not that you get used to it, but you can't, and it's the hardest thing to go out to a nightclub or go out to a restaurant or go somewhere and fear for your life just because someone might think that you're not supposed to live. So, but that can change our life. We still go out, we still have fun, we still celebrate life, and that's our way to win this. Because the person who did this, this is what he wants to do. He went there, and I really don't care about why he did it. He might be a religious fanatic, or he might have seen eyes kissing and got mad or whatever. It doesn't really matter. He thought that people that are gay, people that are different than him, do not deserve to live. That's the fact. And the way we tell them that's not going to happen is that we do live our life. We cry our dead people. We bury them. The Sunday next to that event, when it happened, when the shooting happened, I spent the whole day sitting in front of the TV just staring at the pictures and can't believe it happened. But it can happen. It can happen, and it did happen. And the way we survive it is just we move on. We go on.
Yeah, that's very true, Sammy, and it's eloquently put, because we do, it's when this happens, it's like a punch in the gut, let's face it, and we pause, and we shake our heads, and we try to figure out what's going on, and some things are very clear, broad and clear, and other things are very confusing. Alicia, you were also bringing some points into this as well, and I wanted to especially, I mean, when you're out in New York, of course, had a huge devastation, as we all know, with 9/11, Boston area with the Boston Marathon. Mm-hmm. It seems to be that when we do have these tragedies, the one thing that we have been talking about, Sammy, and what we were applauding were the heroes that went to go rush to the victim's side and to help them before help could arrive. And I think, obviously, hate will not go anywhere except down. It's the people who rise above it. And I know that there are a lot of people who, if God forbid something happens, you would give your life. You would do the compelling thing. And, you know, if we've learned anything out of this, it's that hate is not going to win. The meek shall inherit the earth. And I am just very proud and honored for everyone who takes up life in such a serious way and honors it and cherishes it, because it is a fleeting moment for any of us at any time. Some final thoughts from the table as before we kick into our end bit. Sammy, some final thoughts?
One thing, it's hard for most people, it's hard for them to imagine what it is to walk outside or to go to a club or just be yourself and be concerned that someone might hurt you just for being yourself. And maybe the one thing that we need to keep in mind, that what happened in Florida, that's not a one-time thing. Maybe you don't hear every day about 50 people killed, but for many people from the LGBT community and gay people and lesbian and trans, they have this kind of discrimination and this kind of the staring and the looking and even violence, whether it's verbal or physical, on a daily basis. This is something we need to handle, and it always starts small and it gets big. You need to handle the small stuff so it doesn't get big, so it doesn't get to the 50 dead people.
I totally agree with you on that. And Sammy, I can't thank you enough for joining us on Girl Chat, and we definitely would love to have you come back on.
What's good? What's poppin'? What's Gucci? It's your girl, Nye. Tune in to my show, Nye Airwaves, live every Friday from 5 to 7. Laugh, live, and get into the now from the people's perspective. Sponsored by Faces of Success Radio.
Yeah. It's your boy, Gucci Dan. I got a hip-hop take show. Faces of Success Radio, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. You already know what it is with me. Got the tapes. You're listening to the Geechee Dan Cool KG Hip Hop Tape Show. Yeah, it's your boy Geechee Dan. I got a hip hop tape show. Face of Success Radio, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. You already know what it is with me. Got the tapes. Got the tapes. Got the tapes.
Isola is a luxe collection of elegant, distinctive footwear for the modern woman. Inspired by the finest things in life, with intricate details, lavish materials, and sumptuous comfort, Isola's refined artistry and impeccable styling are perfectly suited to the discerning woman who knows that exquisite doesn't have to mean extravagant. Visit our website at isolashoes.com, isolashoes.com.
The Eddie Jones Talk Show, coming to you live every Monday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Eddie Jones, president of the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association. Eddie Jones Jr., a native of Los Angeles, California, has been president of the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association for 10 years and a public servant for the last 20 years. Tune in every Monday at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and you can tune in at www.facesofsuccessradio.com. Click on the guest photo or link to listen live, or listen in at 323-642-1569. 323-642-1569. Press 1 to comment on the Eddie Jones Talk Show.
On the Girl Chat Show.
Welcome back to Girl Chat. And, we have had a show and a half. Alicia Joy Powell.
Yes, we have.
I'm sweating.
Yes.
I am sweating. Sammy was amazing from Boston, by the way. Thank you, Sammy. Thank you for your point of view. Thank you for your wonderful insight. And, gosh, we have to have him back again. We really, really do.
We do.
Now,
so, Gail, your next final week, thoughts.
Yes, dear. Huh?
Your final thoughts on this whole thing. Your final thoughts on this whole thing.
My final thoughts is I never thought I'd see the day when I'd see hate run so rampant. But unfortunately, it's in our lifetime. It's in our future. If we don't do something about it, folks, if we just don't stop all the craziness, this is not about race. This is not about sex. This is not about color. This is about what's in your heart. And if you don't have a good heart, if there's something wrong with your heart, seriously, I'm serious. Get it checked. Get it checked. Because it's not fair that you have that anger to take out on so many others who've had nothing but maybe great things that they've wanted to pass on in this lifetime. Who are you to take their life? It is not up to you.
Yeah.
Because I tell you, you're going to have a greater person who is greater than a judge that you will have to answer to. That's my thought.
Yeah.
What about yours, Alicia?
You know, I just want to say this little PSA. If you want to go to your Jesus, please go by yourself. You don't need no company. Okay? I do not elect you to go to your Jesus, okay? Go by yourself, okay? You don't like this world. You don't like yourself. Go to Jesus on your own terms. I'm cool
with
that.
Wait a minute. We are not condoning what you're saying. You know what she's saying. We're not condoning suicide. We are not saying that.
No.
I'm saying,
if you plan on going, I'll have to go with you.
Well, some people,
okay.
But some people, I know, some people, and we want to make it very clear because we don't want people to think, oh my goodness, Girl Chat is promoting suicide. No. What we're saying is if you have thoughts that you know are vastly different from your peers, from your family, from your friends, you may want to just call a number, get on a hotline, and talk about it. Because someone on that other end of that line who doesn't know you could probably relate and can help you. We need to be a society that cares again. We need to be a society that wants to care again. We have too much to lose. The youth, our loved ones.
Yeah.
Next time that could be someone you love, or it could be, sadly, you. And we don't want that. So please,
no, we don't.
Please, we are begging for the fact of let give peace a chance, right? I should have been playing that as a song cue.
love in need of love today.
Amen. And we're going to be talking about something from going from healing into going into weaving. Yeah, wigs. You know, I've been looking at wigs online. I've been checking out wigs online, and I'm like, you know, I'd probably like to sport some of these. So I talked to my co-host, Alicia, and I said, Alicia, do I have to buy a whole bundle of bobby pins? And she's like, no, it just sticks to your head. Well, we're going to find this. Oh, yeah, well, guess what? See if her advice will stick to the issue of wigs or not wigs. How's that? That's pretty clever. I'm feeling pretty good about myself. Didn't you like that? I like that. Girl, I like that. Okay. Well, now it's time for us to say bye-bye. It's been that time.
Bye-bye.
Alicia Joy Powell, thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you again next week. And I want you to join us, and I want to thank my guests who had joined us on Entertainment Now, Gail Price-Thomas, the author of A Desperate Man, and our own Nyara Collins of Nyara Waves, who's going to be on tomorrow. Her new single drops. It is going to be amazing. It's called Tough Love. So don't lose sight of hope. Keep on keeping on. Let's do it together next time, next week.
Let's do it together.
You've been listening to Gail Scott Keys Entertainment Now, brought to you in part by Isola, inspired women's footwear. Isola's collections are perfectly suited to discerning women seeking exquisite design. Visit the website at isolashoes.com, ISOLA shoes.com. Tune in Gail Scott Keys Entertainment Now, featuring Girl Chat with Alicia Joy Powell, Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, and Saturdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, only on FacesOfSuccessRadio.com. Entertainment.